Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Am I on? So, God loves us. God loves you and me. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good all the time. Sometimes we have certain things going on. We may face some obstacles that we think we might not contend. And we think that we come to a frustration that we seem to cannot cope with. It seems to be a dead end. But God is good all the time. And God wants us to receive life all the time through His Son, Jesus Christ, for our life, because He is love. Can we say to our neighbor, God is love? And this morning, we are going to talk about a topic that we might not be familiar in our everyday life. It's called burnt offering. And it is so familiar with the Israelites in the Old Testament times. And they may bring this burnt offering every day to the place we call tabernacle. And here is the place, the altar, that they will bring the animals before God, before the priest, and to offer it whole, everything to God. And when we read through this part of the scripture, that we always ponder that the people of Israel that always bring so much sacrifice before God. And what does that mean? And what does that have to do with my spiritual life? And how is it related to my life today? And how can I understand God? And how can I know God personally through the sacrifice that I bring before the altar and to God? And this morning we are going to talk about this. And I want to say this. The burnt offering, it's so personal and so meaningful and so intimate. And through that, we can understand who God is, how much He has love for us. And this picture also represents what Christ has done for us. Everything. When we bring the offering, whatever offering, at that time it's the animal offering, but today it might be the tithing, or anything you bring before God. In the New Testament time, we even talk about we bring who? We bring ourselves before God as a living sacrifice, acceptable and holy to please Him. Is it pleasing to the Lord? When we read through this part of Scripture, we will see pleasing to the Lord, pleasing to the Lord. So when we bring ourselves to God, and God is pleased, amen? God is so pleased when we bring ourselves. So you are all here today. It's pleasing to the Lord. When you worship God in an intimate way, personal way, when you are even at your seat, and you worship Him, and it's pleasing to the Lord. Regardless of who we are so precious before His eyes. We are so precious. So through today's scripture, we're going to see our relationship with God and how He loves us and how He accepts us, who we are in Him. So burnt offering. Let's read through the scripture, Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, speak to the Israelites and said to them, when anyone among you bring an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, you are to offer a male without defect. You must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and you will be accepted on your behalf, atonement for you. And you are to slaughter the young bull before the Lord. And then Aaron's son, the priest, shall bring the blood and splash it against the sides of the altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting. You are to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. If you see carefully that, and every time this part of scripture is a you, and it kind of highlighted. Why? Because we are the one who slaughtered the animal, and we are the one, the Israelites. We are the one who skinned the animal, and we are the one who washed the animals. So I'll talk about it in just a minute. And you are to lay your hands on the head. Oh, we raise that. Okay, the sons of Aaron and the priests are to put fire on the altar, arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's son, the priest, shall arrange the pieces, including the head and the fat, on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and you, right? And the legs with water. And the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It's a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for what you have done for us. Your loving kindness and mercy, merciful love, minister to our heart this morning. Thank you. We'll bring your word before you. May you minister to us this morning. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So God set up this ceremony for the Israelites to bring offering to him through the animal sacrifice called burnt offering. This is the basic kind of offering. So we are going to talk about this today. You may think it's so boring and too bloody or not applicable nowadays in our daily walk with God when reading the Old Testament. But let's look at the verse 3. It says, it is acceptable to the Lord. In verse 9, it says, it's pleasing to the Lord. So I believe it is the attitude or the heart that we are to learn from this portion of Scripture that may apply to our Christian walk with Christ and to please him in many ways. Here comes to my first point. And through this offering, God is showing us His love is a tangible love. It's a tangible love. Why is that? Because people have to bring the select animal from the flock or herd. It is the first procedure to select a male animal without defect. Let's imagine. Those animals might be fed by the master themselves, right? And then they have to bring the animal in the before the altar and kill it. So those animals, they may have given the animal personal name, just like our pet. I remember the first time we immigrated to Canada in 1991. So we had our first pet. We call him Juby. Is that a good name? We believe so at that time. And we fed him. It's a, what kind of dog was that? Pomeranian? What is, how do you call that? Pomeranian, yeah. Yeah, it's a very fluffy and little tiny and cute dog. Yeah, I just talked to Betty this morning, say I'm going to talk about my pet this morning. And so cute. And every time the cars drive by, he will, whoa, 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 whoa. And we fed him and we give him a bath and play with him. And we know exactly what he likes and what he dislikes. But sometimes we just want to play with him. We want to just offend him, right? Because we want to play with him. So we know what he doesn't like. So we take something away, he will feel very angry and just, you know, bark at us. It was so personal to us. And we have so much attachment to this pet that we had. And of course, at the end, like, he was too old. So we had to let him go. But it was such a struggle to let him go. Right? If you have a pet, right? How many of you have a pet at home? Not so many. Okay, many of you may have, okay, other kind of pets. Cat, dog. Imagine those Israelites. At that time, they have their own sheep or bull or any type of thing, animal. And they have to bring the animal to the altar. And the priest will be beside them. And they have to kill it. And they lay hands on the animal and they kill it. And the priest splash the blood beside the altar to be atonement for the sin of the Israelites. And then the person has to skin the animal. And they have to wash the internal organs of the animals. Just like the picture up on the screen right now, right there. So why is that? Why is the Old Testament, it's so bloody pictures over there? And every day they are seeing this. And it's really hard for us to imagine. It's every day. It's happened every day. It maybe happened 24 hours a day. Or from 8 in the morning or from 5 in the morning until sunset. And everything happening. But I want to say that it's so vivid. And God wants to give us a picture, a vivid picture, what it means to show us who he is, what he wants us to understand, the tangible love that he has for us. Because of our attachment with the animals, it's hard for us to give up. It's the tangible. It's so tangible. We can feel it. It's hard for us to give up on what we love, what we cherish. It's how Christ has done for us. Christ, Jesus Christ, he sacrificed himself for us that we can be set free. We can have life, abundant life. That's involved the life sacrificing. That's involved so much, so deep than what we can imagine. It's a deep love, unconditional love. When I just worshiped here and I thought about, I've been here in RPC for about 5 years, 6 years, and I feel God is so good to me, and the RPC is so good to me, and so much grace, so much love for me and my family. Why do I say that? It doesn't mean I'm leaving now, no. Because just the feeling, when I worship God, it's just so much love from RPC and from my pastor, Pastor Jim. Tangible love. When I come in the morning, on Sunday, even on Friday, and people shake hands, you know, a lot of time you are at home and you're alone. It's just lonely. Or with family, sometimes you talk to family, but sometimes when we see brother and sister, we shake hands and we face to face, and you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, in your life. Christ has changed your life, that you impact myself. You impact life to life. That's the power of tangible love we are talking about. The tangible love that when people shake hands and have a bear hug, and we have an encouragement to each other. It means so much to people around you. We know that? So we have some neighbors come to first time here at RPC, and when we shake hands with them, and we tell them that God loves you, you know how much it means to them, how much it means to them, to their lives. So when I worship down at my seat, I just feel so overwhelmed that God has so much love for you and for me. And thank God for RPC and for the brothers and sisters so dearly to my heart. So tangible love, tangible. Especially sometimes we express our condolence and also express our care we lost our loved ones. Like recently in our Mandarin Fellowship, we have several sisters, they lost their loved ones. And we pray for them and thank you for your prayer for them as well. And Natalie, and we have one sister, Natalie, she lost her dad. She just came back from China. We have so much condolences and comfort and grief for them, and as they face this tough journey at this moment of life, that's called tangible love from God and for each other. And here comes to my second point. Oh, yeah, that's a verse, 1 John 4:10. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loves us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loves us, we also ought to love one another. Here comes to my second point, merciful love. Merciful love. In verse 4, the person who offered the animal not only has to offer a select animal, but he needs to lay hands on the animal on his behalf for atonement. And he personally needs to slaughter the animal in verse 4 and skin the animal, in which we have just talked about already. But God didn't intend us to kill the animal. He loves the animal. God loves the animal. But he cares about us. God wants us to be spared. God wants the Israelites to be spared from death through the painful animal killing experience. The person who killed the animal may hear the sound, I mean the struggling of the animal. Right? Some of you may have this kind of experience to slaughter the animal. They have hear the struggling of the animal, but only because God wants to forgive our sins. Only because of that. Because God is a holy God who cannot bear sins, but more than willing to forgive our sins. I remember just before we immigrated to Canada, when we were still in Taiwan, my brother has a serious car accident, and he rode a motorcycle at about midnight, and then he accidentally bumped into a taxi, and he was right at the very high speed, very, very high speed, so face to face, he bumped into a taxi. And God spared his life. He wasn't killed. What happened was, after his motorcycle bumped into this taxi, and he just fly. He flew. And he flew and bumped into the taxi's windshield. And the windshield was broken. And then he had a safe landing. You know, he needed that because he could have hit in any other way and he could have in a serious result. But praise God, God spared his life. And he was sent to the emergency room, and me and my mom went to see him, and he had the bruises all over his faces. It was so painful. It was the first time I see my loved ones to suffer on the bed. And he was so suffered that because of the hit, the impact, and he had his thigh dislocated and needing immediate surgery. So they sent him to the surgery right away and after that. But when I see his face, when he's very painfully lay on the bed, I was so painful with him as well. That was the time I feel for him. I feel with him. But praise God. And God didn't take his life. And God spared his life. So why did I say this? Because this, I feel that how much Jesus has done for me. And Jesus has done for you and for me. And it's not, God didn't treat us the way we are deserved to be treated. But because of his love, more than anything else, he's mercied on us. He has a merciful love on us, on you and on me. Praise God. Praise God for his mercy and his love. In Isaiah 53, it talks about, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is how much Christ has loved us and gave himself for us all. Praise God. Here comes to my third point. Unreserved love. Unreserved love. And in the verse 8 we just read about, then Aaron's son, the priest, shall arrange the pieces. You are to wash the internal organs, the legs, with water. And the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering. So the priest has to burn all of it on the altar. So we might want to say to priest, can I reserve one leg? Just have a memory of my loved animal. Can I reserve certain part that I will be able to remember? And I want to reserve some. I want to reserve some that I have I won't forget, because I love my animal. I love my pet. This is my pet. I call him by the personal name. I don't want to lose him. But God's command is very easy for us to burn all of it. All of it. For us human beings, we sometimes want to reserve something for ourselves. Right? It may be something, our finances. Oh, we want to reserve something of anything you want to reserve for yourself. But God commands the Israelites to burn all of it, all you love, all you want. Just bring myself before you. When I became a pastor in California, and I just pastoring for several weeks, and I just regret I made that decision. You know why? And I imagine to be a pastor is so easy. I have only one book to read. Right? You don't have to read business book and engineer books and manual, nothing. I just have one book to read. And I need preaching. And on Sunday I need preaching. As I prepare, I regret I made that decision. I so regret. Why? It's so hard. And it seems so hard for me. It was just beyond my imagination. And I say, why did I make that decision? Am I making mistakes? And God says to me, say, no, you have no mistakes. Because I call you. Because I love you and I call you and you are fine. You are so loved by me. And I say, Lord, if that's you, just carry me on. Amen? Do we regret sometimes? Yeah. Regret we make certain decisions that we want to serve God and serve God in a big way. As soon as we make that decision, we feel so excited. In a second, we have some obstacles or difficulties, or we may have some hard situation with people we serve that we want to give up. Say, God, I want to give up. Give up on you because you made the mistakes. God, you made the mistakes on me because I don't think you chose the right person. You should choose. You have chosen Pastor Jim. That's the right decision. That's the right person you choose. I'm not worthy. I made mistakes. I am just love. So do we feel sometimes God loves other person more than he loves us? You don't? Okay, you are better than me. Sometimes I just feel that God loves Pastor Jim or Pastor Bob more than he loves me. It's just not right. God loves you as much as he loves other people. Anybody in this room, in this whole world, God loves you. Amen? Amen? And then just at the beginning, God loves you all the time. All the time. No matter how you feel. No matter how you feel. Feeling could be good, but could be a killer. Feeling could be a killer. Sometimes you don't feel God give us unreserved love, but he does. He did. The moment he called us, even before he called us, he saw us and he loves us. Unconditionally, unreserved love. All for you. That we sing a song sometimes in the worship song, Pastor Randy give us a song. All for you, all for you, right? All for God, and God has all for us, for you and for us. So burn all of it. Burn all of it. Everything on reserve. So many of you may have some frustration when you serve, when you face with people. The most difficult thing sometimes is to face people. It's so hard a lot of time because you don't know how people will feel. Not everybody will like you. I just came to realize that recently. It's not too late, right? Not everybody will like you. So what? That's okay. That's okay. God loves you. God loves you. Hallelujah. God loves you. That's the most important thing to do. That's the most important thing you need to receive. Yeah? Elevate youth. You don't need to be loved by everyone. That's okay. That's okay. God has his own reserved love for each one of you. Burn all of it before God. Burn all you have. You have frustration? Burn all of it. Bring everything before God. Receive his strength one more time. Receive his peace one more time. That is what you need. Don't give up on God. God has never made mistakes. He has never made mistakes. Never, never. You know, sometimes I feel my brother, my older brother, is a lot smarter than me, a lot taller than me, more handsome than me. And my mom say he is the one who needs to be called by God to do certain things. And I feel inadequate. And I look at my family picture, my brother is a better person. But God said to me, when I look at the mirror, I say, God, you love me? God said, yes. Look at one more time. I say, yes. I know myself. I know myself. I said, look at one more time. You like yourself? I say, yes, because you love me. God say, that's right. Bingo. I learned to love myself. My wife knows that. When I was in college, a lot of time I wrote my spiritual notebook. I will write, I hate myself. Why? Because I just don't like certain part of me. Maybe my nose or my ear, something I don't like myself. But God says, doesn't matter you like yourself or not, I love you. You receive my love and you will be my vessel to minister to other people. That's most important things to do, right? So whenever I look in, God says, look out. Say, no, look in. In important. Said, yeah, in is important, I know. But when you look out, you'll forget it. When you forget what you in the mirror, that's not important, right? Burn all of it. Unreserved love. Unreserved love. Jump into the last one, please. Romans 12:1. At my conclusion, as Pastor Randy, I'll come back to the altar, please. Let's read this together, will we? Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. That's what God want us to do, because he loves us. Experiencing him in a bigger way. Not a tiny way, bigger way. He loves you. With his tangible love, with his merciful love through Christ, who gave himself for us, and with his unreserved love for you and for me. Everything, he wants to give it to you. Everything, every blessing he wants to give it to you. Every blessings. This is who God is. So I want to challenge you that you come to the altar and offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Maybe you have some hurts. I'm not saying our life is perfect. Our life is not perfect. That's why we need God. We need Jesus to come into our lives.